This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off hour number two, this is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we talked the first hour about the police shooting in Minnesota of Philando Castile. And Chris, you've got something that I believe is tangentially related about a firefighter in the D.C. area that made a post on Facebook that has the police a little upset.
I do, and I'd like to, before we get on to that, I would like to talk a little bit about what we were just talking about off the air, and that was, you know, what is the response of the pro-gun people, specifically the NRA and things like that. I just find it interesting that in some of these cases that... If it's a police shooting, it just tends to be with a lot of pro-gun groups that, okay, the police are innocent until proven guilty, but we kind of don't get the citizen has the right to carry without being shot angry.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Certainly. And that's, you know, certainly what happened in Minnesota where Philando Castile had the carry permit. He had passed the background checks to get the permit. He went through the firearms trainings that are required in Minnesota to keep or maintain the permit. He did what anybody is supposed to do, what you're told in those trainings.
Yeah,
if you're pulled over, tell the police officer that you have a weapon and you have a permit for it.
Yeah, yeah. And he did all of this. So that he could protect himself, so that he had a more defensive edge on dealing with problems, and you know if there's a conspiracy, you know there's this idea that I think is being propagated that hey, you're better off not getting a gun because you're less likely to get shot from the police. In the case of the guy yesterday, who they said he had a gun. I still haven't seen the video of the gun.
The guy in Louisiana?
Yeah, it looks like he was unarmed to me. But they said he had a gun, so they're spreading this idea that if you have a gun, you're going to get shot. And it's your fault.
Yeah, and again, it's not even innocent until proven guilty. It's we're going to try you right here on the street. That's what bothers me. And again, this is a sensitive topic for me because I am a concealed carry guy. I do this all the time, and I've been pulled over by police, and it's always a concern. But I hate it when justice is not finished. You know what I mean? Everybody should get their day in court, and not
in front of your peers, and not to some judge. Like
sure, but we've had police. We've had periods of American history where carrying a gun on your hip was a normal thing, or carrying a rifle, or whatever it happened to be. And, you know, somehow it wasn't an immediate threat to everyone's life when that occurred. So, anyway, I just maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more, but I'll get into this story.
So, yeah, this isn't going away, Chris.
I know.
This is ongoing until the end of days, it seems like.
Unfortunately. So, this comes to us from Fox 5 in D.C., exclusive D.C. firefighter under investigation for Facebook posts on Louisiana shooting. A D.C. firefighter is under investigation for inflammatory posts he made on Facebook in response to a fatal police shooting of a 37-year-old black man in Louisiana. Sources told Fox 5's Paul Wagner that D.C. police were informed about the posts he made Wednesday on the Facebook page of firefighter Norman Brooks and reported to DC Fire and EMS. One post said, I'm going to try to work my way through this. Bottom line, quote, these racist blank cops who are murder our people need to start turning up the same way. They shouldn't feel safe walking the streets and neither should their supporters. protesting is a lost cause, and it makes us all look like a bunch of blanks.
And just for, you know, point of clarification, this is you reading a statement from a firefighter in D.C. This is not you making this statement.
That is
yourself.
Correct. Yes, this is what this man is under investigation for saying on Facebook. Quote, these evil blanks don't have any compassion. They are going to let they are going to let them pigs go free and probably start a GoFundMe and make them millionaires. It's time to stop praying, stop protesting, start buying guns, and start protecting ourselves from these crooked, blank, racist cops. If you are a cop and are not in support of these people, then it's about time to start turning these type of blanks in, or at least giving out some addresses so we the people can handle them. End of rant. Please share. Another post said, quote, the answer is yes. I'm saying the citizens should take the law into their own hands and target racist cops. These pigs in Baton Rouge deserve nothing short of a bullet in their heads. See how their families feel after that, unquote. The posts on Brooks' Facebook page were later deleted. Brooks is a 9-year veteran of the D.C. Fire and EMS Department and works at Engine 23 in Foggy Bottom on the campus of George Washington University. D.C. Fire and EMS spokesperson Doug Buchanan said in a statement, the matter involving Mr. Norman Brooks was brought to the attention of the D.C. Fire and EMS Department this afternoon by law enforcement officials investigating this matter. Immediately upon learning of these allegations, Norman Brooks was placed on administrative duty pending the outcome of the law enforcement investigation as well as an internal review by the D.C. Fire and EMS Department. Norman Brooks has been with the department since 2007.
Well, I don't agree with his solution, you know, basically fighting fire with fire, doing evil with, you know, combating evil with more evil. It does really show a sign of the times where you have a well-to-do. He's one of the other heroes. You got police officers, firefighters, and teachers. Those are the three heroes we have here in the land. And to have this man come out, a veteran of the firefighter, coming out saying these things really shows the sign of the times. And he's on the wrong track. The right track would be to tear into these police officers' pensions when they get sued instead of the taxpayers. Let them feel that pain. And I'm thinking this would straighten up real quick.
If any of these police officers ever wind up getting convicted, and it happens very rarely.
It happens sometimes.
If they get convicted of violating civil rights in a civil case, instead of having the taxpayers wind up paying, you know, whatever amount of money it is, have it come out of the pocket of the guy that actually violated somebody's rights.
Yeah, they might be walking free, but these stations are always getting sued. Even if the officer walked free.
But when they get sued, and even if they settle out of court, who do you think pays that? It's the taxpayers.
Yeah, right.
So we end up covering up for what's basically
it should be the cops that violate someone's civil rights that are being personally responsible for what they did.
And if they are a member of a union, a police union, and they don't have the money to cover it, and the police union says, you know what, we're here to cover your legal bills and things like that, well, to me, okay, then you're on the hook for it. Take it out of police pensions, do things like that, and maybe then you would start to see some change in attitude. But, you know, when it's a free pass, when nothing is going to occur that is going to affect you, and I hate to be cynical, but the guy says, yeah, they'll give him a GoFundMe and he'll end up making millions. He's not going to make millions, but he's going to get cash out of it.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. So to continue this, Fox 5's Tish Lewis spoke with Brooks later on Wednesday, and he explained why he wrote the posts on his page. Quote, first and foremost, I don't condone any cops being hurt or anything like that, he said.
That's not what it sounded like.
Yeah, I know. My post was in regards to something that happened in Baton Rouge, Louisiana this morning, where what appeared to be two rogue cops shot a man who was on the ground pinned by police in cold blood. Among many things that have been happening in this country over the past couple of years, all of these police officers have been walking. I do not condone any violence against any good, innocent people, cops, or whatever.
All right. So hopefully there's more on that, plus your thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE. And we've got Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got Skype. Username is LRN.FM in studio tonight as Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Chris, you're telling us about the D.C. firefighter that is being investigated for an anti-cop post that he made on Facebook. And he is trying to explain what he wrote and basically is saying, no. That's not really what I meant. That's kind of what it reads, but that's not what I meant.
Yeah. So kind of recap for anybody just tuning in. Firefighter Norman Brooks of the D.C. Fire and EMS Service had made some statements on Facebook that were sounded kind of like they were calling for violence against police because of his reaction to the shooting in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
The shooting of Alton Sterling. Yes. The reports at the time were, he's got a gun, I fear for my life, even though he was being pinned to the ground by another police officer. And there's a second cell phone video that shows this guy's hands are completely empty.
Yeah, and I in what I saw, it looked like after everything was over, they had pulling a weapon from his pocket. So it was still, you know, it wasn't out. He was not brandishing it. He was carrying it. So I'm going to continue. And this is Brooks talking to a reporter for Fox 5 out of D.C.
Brooks being the firefighter.
Yes. Brooks says that he is frustrated by the lack of punishment for officers and other police-involved shooting incidences of black men across the country. Quote, "All I'm saying is that if a person off the street commits a crime, they're punished for it," Brooks said. Quote, these people are not being punished. I don't wish any harm on any innocent people or anyone in that instance. That is what my post is about. Maybe I use strong language, but that is just what it is. These events are starting to affect me, my family, and my friends. And if you're a black person out there or just a concerned American, and you're not concerned about this, I feel sorry for you. Brooks said he apologizes if he offended anyone with his social media comments, but told us he has done nothing wrong, hasn't broken any laws, and was just acting on his freedom of speech. Brooks also said he could have, quote, used a couple better choice words, unquote, when it came to his thoughts on Facebook. But when asked if he regrets making the post, he responded, quote, "I reacted as soon as I saw the video, and as soon as I read what happened, it was a reaction to a horrific event. I'm pretty sure a lot of people, when they saw 9/11 happen, they made some pretty strong statements about a lot of people. I'm sure they would take back some of those things maybe if they were given a chance to think about it again. All I am saying is that I am a man reacting to horrific events that are happening to my people in this country. I have no ill will to police officers," end quote. So, to me, I mean, he's backpedaling a little bit because he did say some pretty inflammatory things, and I want to be clear on my personal position. I don't advocate attacking cops just because they're police officers or, you know, taking them out preemptively. That's not my deal. That is not what we should be thinking about doing.
And I've heard people say that a police officer on his first day on the job is as quote-unquote guilty as the police officer that shot Alton Brown.
Yeah.
And I disagree with that.
Completely.
Completely.
Me too.
That's, you know, this whole guilt by association of, oh, you know somebody that did something, you know, wrong, so therefore you're guilty too.
But these types of things do put the citizen in an awkward position of, is how do I defend myself against someone who is aggressing against me when that person happens to be a police officer? And the worst situation I could imagine would be for me being confronted by a police officer and me being innocent of whatever he believes I do, and him drawing on me and me being forced possibly to have to defend myself.
Or maybe you even walk into a situation where someone else is being aggressive. I mean,
right.
Someone's being pistol whipped and you've seen enough to know that that person is being beaten senselessly. And what do you do, just stand there and watch it?
Right. That makes me as complicit as anything else. So I personally believe that I have a moral obligation to do the right thing. And that's sometimes going to involve just myself. Sometimes it's going to involve others.
And then, and then hopefully when it goes to court, because they know that if you survive this, if you survive,
right?
What is a jury of your peers going to say about that?
Yeah.
When I just finished saying that this is one of the three heroes in the land.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
The cops can do no wrong.
Yeah, that's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
To where no matter what you do or don't do, it is going to be the quote-unquote wrong thing.
Right.
But whether you're morally in the right or not.
No, you're right.
It's going to be, in the eyes of society, the wrong thing.
But right. when do we stand up for ourselves? Here we are watching this fired man who said some things. He probably just finished watching the video and started tweeting out and messaging, and he probably should have sat on it for an hour or two and thought about it some more.
But he says he did.
But, right. I mean, he's probably been dealing with a lot more incidents that we don't even know about. You know, he is a man of color, and he probably knows more than we know, three white guys in New Hampshire. So he probably knows a little more than we do. He's been dealing with it.
Right.
And he's probably off his... But look what's happened to him. He's on administrative leave. He might lose his job. They're investigating him. I mean, they are making an example out of this guy.
Right.
If same thing would happen to you. If you intervened and helped that man who was being pistol whipped, you could be shot.
Right. And if I happen to kill the perpetrator, who coincidentally in this theoretical case happened to be a police officer, I'm not man who saves man from being attacked and killed. I'm a cop killer.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's going to be the label. And that's what's going to go out in the media, and it's going to get regurgitated and regurgitated until it's tainted every potential jury you could ever put together.
Man who tried to take the law into his own hands instead of letting the cop who was right there do his job.
And then we always hear about, well, the good cops will stop the bad cops. I remember a couple years ago seeing a story about a police officer down somewhere in the Miami area that pulled over an off-duty police officer that was going like 100 and something on Interstate 95,
right.
Gave the guy a ticket, and then she wound up being harassed and threatened, getting death threats from all of this cop's buddies in the different police department
because she dared
give an off-duty police officer a ticket.
And they were different departments, right? Was this the one in Miami?
It was completely different city. She was, you know, like Coral Gables or something. So different cities, different departments.
And she probably got pulled aside before all the death threats started dropping in. They probably pulled her aside and said, hey, look, lady. You cross the line. I mean, you don't turn on your brothers and sisters.
And so. Then there was somebody, I think it was Indiana, where she intervened. She was an on-duty police officer, intervened in other police officers assaulting someone, and she wound up getting fired.
Yep. Your problem is systemic. It's not solved by one cop.
Right, but people always say, well, the good cops. No, the saying is, a few bad apples spoils the bunch. It doesn't say a few bad apples separate from the good ones. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you heard about all of the insecurities with online exchanges? Does MT Gox ring a bell? Well, the safest way to protect your digital assets like cryptocurrencies is to keep them in your own digital wallet. We told you about Jax.io. It's where you can store your Bitcoin, your Ethereum, and your DAO tokens. Well, if you use something like Shapeshift, then you can buy, exchange, and even trade your digital assets while keeping them safe. I've used it with ease, shapeshift.io. There's no account needed. They don't ask for anything, not even an email address. Shapeshift.io has my unqualified endorsement, shapeshift.io. We've been talking about police shootings and some of the responses to police shootings. Chris just gave us the story about the firefighter in the D.C. area that made a post on Facebook that seemed as though he may have been calling for some violence, but then he backtracked and said, well, no, that's not really what I meant. But one group that you've not really heard any response from is the NRA, the National Riflemen's Association. Vox.com has the story about the obvious reason that the NRA has not commented on the Philando Castile police shooting. Philando Castile being the man in the Minneapolis area that was shot last night, I believe it was, Wednesday night. He did have a firearm on him. He also had his carry permit, and he notified the police officer that he had the carry permit. He did what he was told he was supposed to do, but he wound up being shot anyway, and there's still a lot of details that remain unclear. But it would seem like a standard case for the NRA, again, the National Riflemen's Association. A legal gun owner was shot for doing everything that you're supposed to do, reportedly getting his concealed carry permit and telling an officer during a traffic stop that a gun was present in the car. But why has the NRA's official position thus far been no comment? Chris,
curious,
would you like
curious.
To speculate, being a gun guy? I don't know if you're a member of the NRA. I certainly am not. I find them to be too willing to compromise values.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I am not a member of the NRA anymore. I'm curious as to what they state in this article, too.
Conan, any thoughts?
I don't want to speculate because all of my... Yeah, I don't want to speculate. Does that have anything to do with the man's color? Does that have anything to do with the fact that the giving in was a cop, and they're probably big NRA supporters?
I'll go along with the police angle.
Vox says one possible explanation is that the NRA has an uneasy alliance with police.
Yeah.
Both police unions and the NRA are conservative groups, and many police officers are also gun owners and NRA members.
And probably donors.
Well, you have to donate to be a member of the NRA.
Yep.
The NRA does not have a free membership.
Well, in that case, yes.
The NRA then has an interest in not upsetting police, especially since the facts of the shooting remain unclear due to the lack of video of the shooting itself. Still, the NRA has consistently decried the heightened scrutiny of police officers following the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement. But there's another, more obvious explanation. According to Vox, Castile was black, and gun ownership in America, down to the NRA's messaging, is largely built on white identity. Again, that's speculation from Vox. They say the link between white identity and gun ownership has been shown by researchers. A 2015 study published by the journal Political Behavior looked at survey data going back to the 1990s, finding a strong correlation between opposition to gun control and levels of racial resentment. But the results only found a correlation, so the researchers dug deeper. Again, remember, correlation does not equal causation. The researchers then asked nearly 1,200 white participants a series of questions online about gun laws. But one half of the group first looked at pictures of white and black people from an implicit association test to make them think about race. The other half did not. The researchers found that the participants who were primed by the pictures were more likely to oppose gun control than the white participants who did not look at pictures of white and black people before taking the test. What's more, the primed participants who reported higher levels of racial resentment were even more likely to oppose gun control than primed participants who reported lower levels of resentment. The researchers concluded that there is likely a causal connection between racial resentment and opposition to gun control. What explains this, they ask? Alexandra Falandra, one of the researchers, previously told the author of this article that the most likely explanation is a link between white identity and gun ownership. Falandra said, quote, "This is an identity response. A psychologist or rather a psychological response, an implicit way of showing moral superiority and of expressing this resentment in a symbolic way that does not get you into trouble in a sense.
So I guess part of me, this is all very interesting and all, but I tend to boil it down to simple facts. And we do have a large and vocal right in this country, many of whom are going to be supporting Donald Trump in the upcoming election, many who oppose him, but that's all right. But there is this sort of sense that if you are a good conservative, then that means that you are going to support our police and our soldiers, and that's it. And I Daryl and I both brought articles that were very similar, but this is from an article in Reason where they're quoting National Review's Charles Cook, and this was the quote. In my view, too many conservatives react to these stories by presuming that the police must have got it right. I understand how irritating it is to hear the argument that cop X was bad, therefore cops are generally bad. But it's equally fallacious to contend that cops are generally good, so cop X must have been good. There is, I'm afraid, some truth in the charge that conservatives are skeptical of government up until the point that the police or the army are involved, unquote.
Yes, you know what? I can attest to that, having seen already two of my conservative friends on Facebook who have come out and says, you guys are jumping the gun. You guys need to, you don't have enough facts on the Louisiana shooting. We don't know what actually happened, and you're all saying that the cops are racist and they're all bad and wrong, and you need to stop and sit down and let it happen, let it, you know, cycle through for the next week until we figure out what really happened.
Well, I'm going to be really clear here. All I know is that two people are dead at the hands of police, and I don't know why.
Right.
I don't know what happened. I've seen what I've seen on video. It looks really suspicious to me, and it breaks my heart to see lives end. It doesn't matter if they're black, white, if they're police officers. I'm not one of these guys that sits there and go, woohoo, a cop got shot. That's not a good day for anybody.
Yeah, I don't celebrate when anybody winds up getting killed by anybody.
Right, and equally, I'm not going to make anybody a hero before we know what went on. And maybe sometimes we just don't. You know, maybe circumstances are such that the true story will never come out. But I appreciate that sentiment. We do need to wait, but we need to follow it whichever way it leads us, whether that's towards the cops
but also,
or away.
But also not surround ourselves in bubbles where we only see one facet of reality. We need to open our minds to other ideas and not trap ourselves in a bubble where cops, military are good or vice versa.
Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're discussing one possibility, or maybe two possibilities, of why the NRA has been silent in the death of licensed gun owner Philando Castile in Minnesota. One possibility, according to Vox, is that the people that killed Mr. Castile were police officers. The other possibility, again, according to Vox, is that Castile was a black man and that gun owners and NRA members, by and large, are white. And Vox is citing some research showing that there might be a correlation, not necessarily a causation, but a correlation between gun owners, people that are white, and people that are racist. One of the researchers, Alexandra Falandra, said you can maintain a perception for yourself that you support racial equality, but at the same time, show that you're white, your positive feelings towards white groups, and your negative feelings towards African Americans. So it's essentially an expression of in-group identity and out-group bias in a symbolic way. The research, this according to Vox, they say the research in this area is still early, so it will need more studies in the future to know just how strong of a connection this is, though Falandra cautioned that this is only one factor among many for why people support or oppose gun control. And she said the results don't mean that every gun owner is a racist or that every racist is a gun owner. But the results are telling. For the Castile case, the link between race and guns may not be the only reason the NRA is so far staying quiet, but it very likely is a reason.
It's interesting. And I, like I said, Daryl and I kind of came with sort of the same story from different angles. I had an article from Reason, and I'll call it more of an editorial from Reason because that's pretty much what Reason does.
Right.
But it's titled Black Lives Matter and So Do Their Gun Rights. Where's the NRA on Philando Castillo? Byline is the Second Amendment isn't just for white citizens. And the story reads, the Second Amendment exists, and it isn't just for white Americans. In the wake of the Philando Castile shooting, the police need to be reminded that. Perhaps some gun rights advocates need reminded of that as well. As reported at Reason and elsewhere, Castillo was shot by a police officer near St. Paul, Minnesota, after he reached for his wallet in order to produce his concealed carry permit. Cops then detained his girlfriend and their young daughter, who were in the car at the time as Castillo bled to death. Other officers comforted the cop who shot Castillo, but no one bothered to assist the dying man or even check his pulse. And I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here because it kind of gets into the Second Amendment aspect. But in Minnesota, citizens are allowed to carry firearms if they have a permit to do so. Castillo wasn't merely exercising his Second Amendment rights. His decision to inform the officer about his weapon was courteous, but not legally required. Permit holders in Minnesota do not need to tell cops that they are carrying firearms unless specifically asked. Hmm. And that's kind of interesting because I'm not sure what the law in New Hampshire, you're not required to tell a police officer that you have a concealed gun or a legally carried gun if you don't have a permit inside your vehicle or things
right,
like that.
Right, but it's still a smart thing to do because otherwise the cop could say, and we've seen videos where they do this, he's got a weapon. I fear for my life.
Well, in the case of Castile, you see what happens if you tell the wrong cop and, that you're carrying.
And I disagree with that, there was even a video that we watched, or at least I watched, and we played part of it on this show several months ago, where some guy was filming a police encounter, and the cop said, put the camera away, or I'll say I thought you had a gun.
Wow.
No, I disagree with you completely there, Daryl. It's not always the right thing to immediately tell a police officer that you have a gun. I think every situation is going to be different, and that comes from the officer's point of view and from your point of view. But I think if it's a routine traffic stop and he's giving me a ticket, and at some point he says, okay, I need you to get out of the vehicle. Yeah. I think at that point, with my hands on the steering wheel or my hands on the edge of the window, that's when I would say, officer, I have a permit to carry a concealed weapon, and I do have one right now. I'm going to get out of this vehicle extremely slowly, and here's where it's going to be on my body, and if you want to lift up my shirt and see where it is, you're free to do so.
Right. I think if there's a chance that the police officer will see it, then, yes, tell him. So
right.
If you keep your wallet in your back left pocket.
Which I do.
And your gun on your left hip.
Which I do. That means I'm left-handed, kids.
Right. And you're going to have to grab your license.
He's not, by the way.
If you don't yet have it out when he gets up to the window.
Yeah.
You're going to have to reach past that firearm to grab your wallet. So it's smart to, hey, just so you know, my wallet's in my left pocket.
Right.
And I've got a firearm on my left hip, so when right. I reach, I'm grabbing the wallet.
But again, there are no blanket rules for how this plays out. I would say that, as with many other aspects of carrying a firearm, you have responsibilities for your own life
right.
when dealing with someone else who is armed, and police are always armed, and dealing with members of the public. I mean, you don't want to walk into a restaurant with your gun hanging out where some kid might try to grab it.
Right.
And you should have a retention holster, and we'll go get into all that stuff, too. But you have a ton of responsibility placed upon you that you've placed upon yourself, and you have to respect that. I'm going to continue with the article here.
Hold on. Before you do, let's go to the phones. We've got Bill listening to WPDQ in Jackson, Mississippi. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, guys. I'll be very brief because my audio is not very good. But do a little internet search, and you will see that the first civil rights organization was the NRA. A little side point I thought I'd pass on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting thing that a lot of people don't realize that was the first civil rights organization, was the NRA. Mm-hmm.
Right after the Civil War, 1879 exactly. Or something like that? Yeah.
Exactly. So that's how it got started. That's all I had to say.
All right.
Well, thanks
thank you
for
very
the
much,
call.
Bill.
Yeah. And back to the article. It seems fairly clearly that Castile, in some sense, a Second Amendment martyr. He was killed by a police officer because he was exercising his rights. We know, of course, that these kinds of things are more likely to happen to black Americans, regardless of whether they were doing anything wrong. And this is coming from Reason. I would think it would be the easiest thing in the world for gun rights advocates to condemn this senseless killing. And yet, as I write this, the most important gun rights organization in the country hasn't said a word. The NRA's Twitter feed makes no mention of the Castile shooting, even though it's been trending topic all day. So, and somebody brought this up on my Flipboard, I guess that's where I had posted this story. Somebody brought up the fact that this is not necessarily unusual for the NRA, as they usually take a few days before they come out and say anything about anything, unless it's like a mass shooting, and then it's immediately to resist the calls for more gun laws.
If it isn't delivered by Charlton Heston, I'm not going to listen.
Yeah, well, that may be the case. And here's a quote from National Review. National Review's Charles Cook cautions against instinctively blaming the NRA whenever there's a shooting, and of course he's right, but I would expect the organization to at last express some outrage that an agent of the state killed a man, and in no small part because the man was carrying a legal firearm.
You know, it's just like the First Amendment in that it protects speech that you might not necessarily want to hear.
Right.
That's the same way I see the Second Amendment. It really is protecting. It's not protecting you or just defending yourself from a bad guy who might come into your shop. I mean, it is, but it's really there for certain members of society who are oppressed.
It's
really for their defense against tyranny in this case. And I mean, there you have individuals in a community who are seeing a lot more. They're seeing more oppression than I've ever witnessed in my life, probably, just in, you know, their daily lives.
There's going to be a lot of there are a lot of different takes and a lot of different Supreme Court findings, but I think it's pretty clear if you read through a lot of the anti-federalist papers and a lot of the writings from the ratifying conventions that the Second Amendment was really about revolution. It was, we cannot take away the means of which we just Brexited ourselves,
mm-hmm.
You know, that we have to always have that ability.
And NRA, you really need to get on this. If you're really going to stand with your original intentions, your original roots, this is something you got to come to. You got to come and make a statement.
Well, the original goal of the NRA was to promote and encourage rifle shooting on a scientific basis. Apparently, they did not get involved in caring about civil rights until after the NAACP was formed. That, according to the National Association for the Deaf, the actual oldest civil rights.
Ubiquitous. People need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.